This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday. It's a great day when it's Tuesday because that means during the first hour, almost hour and a half, we will be joined by my good friend Rob Regish to do the regularly scheduled Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we're going to have Warren Hopper from LG Sciences come on and talk about their new liquid version of the Trifecta Stack. The Trifecta Stack is a pro-hormone stack that includes a PCT regimen. It was wildly popular when it was pills, and apparently now that it's this new liquid delivery system, it is much more highly bioavailable. And we're going to talk to him just for a few minutes about the Trifecta Stack and a special offer to my audience. At the end of the show today, I'm going to do a segment that I call Carl Shares His Wisdom. I'm going to start doing this more often. I have thoughts when I'm driving to the studio and I think, you know, I really need to talk to the audience about that. And then I don't want to bore anybody with it, but I'm going to try boring you today, but I'm going to save it for the end of the show. This way, if you want to tune out, you don't feel like you're missing anything. So here we go. Rob Regish, how are you?
Well, I got to be honest. I'm a little pissed off today. My cold is gone, and I'm pissed off because last Thursday when I had my cold may have been the only time that my voice was deeper than Wade Johnson's.
Wasn't that funny? Remember, I called you and thought you were Wade. I was like, hey, Wade. I mean, wait a minute. This is Rob. I was like, oh, dude, I know.
We'll have to make sure you save that in the archive somewhere, brother.
Baritone. That is funny.
Yeah, it was so, a good
anyway.
Time. And, you know,
hey, so before we get started with the Blueprint Power Hour, any new PRs? I know you're doing convict conditioning right now. You're all about body weight training right now. You are continuing to get bigger, I would imagine, more muscular, even though you're training with body weight, huh?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Things are really starting to take off. I did handstand push-ups the other day, two sets of 15, and, I mean, these are full handstand push-ups. And, you know, it's onward and upward. Everything, even the bridging, which I was having some difficulty with before, is coming along and coming along nicely. And it's just, it's really, you know, something like a handstand push-up is a lot more gratifying, I think, than any amount of, let's say, seated overhead barbell work or standing for that matter.
Yeah, it's a totally different movement. Not many people. I can't do it with my shoulder pain. I just can't. But, no, I agree. People who can do handstand push-ups, it's very, very impressive to watch. Yeah. All right, so let's get on with it. The first question is anonymous. Hello, Anonymous. They did a movie about you. First question is, in your opinion, what are the ideal body measurement proportions for a bodybuilder type? Meaning, how big should your chest be in proportion to your arms, in proportion to your forearms, etc.? For a taller person, 6 foot.
Okay. This is a great question. I don't think 6 foot is, you know, I don't think, unless you're 6'5 or above, my answer is still going to apply.
Okay.
You know, there's plenty of people that are 6 feet.
So I would say anywhere, you could say from 5'10 to 6'5, you're really a tall, you're a tall class person.
Yeah. Okay. So the physical ideal then, insofar as measurements, was known by the Greeks long ago. And it was defined as the neck, arms, and calves being the same circumference, accompanied, of course, by a body fat percentage of, let's say, 10% or slightly under. You need only look at the sculptures of ancient Greek and Roman statues will confirm this. The Farnese Hercules, for example, or the copy of the Lacoon now in the Vatican are excellent examples. The model athletes who posed for these sculptures were incredibly muscular. They were real people. They were lean and they were symmetrical. And on that latter point, it's the important one, the symmetry. That speaks to the aesthetic ideal that has been lost in today's drugged-up pro-bodybuilding world of growth drugs and so forth. Closer to the modern day, Steve Reeves may have exemplified this physical ideal better than any other man in the iron game. Brooks Kubik's dinosaur bodyweight training, which you've heard me speak to earlier. On page 38, there is a picture taken long ago by Bob Hoffman of Reeves doing push-ups, and Hoffman called it one of the finest exercise photos ever produced. And that is not because he's some 300-pound monster, but rather he adhered to the neck, arm, and calf symmetry, or physical ideal, I spoke to earlier. He was, if I'm not mistaken, a student of Gironda, who understood this well. You will find this a difficult task, but a very rewarding and self-governing one, trying to bring those three body parts into unison in terms of circumference. By this, I mean that as yardsticks, striving to bring those body parts into balance will keep you from going down many a wrong path, meaning you won't be as prone to over or undereat. You'll be forced to work on your weak areas and not overemphasize your strong ones. When you begin getting close to harmonizing those three areas, you're going to know it by the looks and the comments you get from others, because such symmetry is pleasing to the mind's eye, whether it's a male or a female. And that's because it registers with them either consciously or subconsciously. It is indeed a fantastic goal to strive for if pure bodybuilding is your end game. And it's a set of measurements, frankly, that has been lost to history. Because everybody's fantasized, preoccupied with, I want to build big guns or big
quads. What about this? In the days of Arnold, it was said that forearms and calves should be the same circumference around. Do you think that that's still true?
I do. I think that's, thinking about my own measurements and proportions, that's true. I think those are good, other qualifiers.
Ideals, good ideals to work towards.
Ideals, measuring sticks. But really, and I've done this in the past, when you're looking to harmonize your neck, your upper arms, and your calves and get those circumference measurements the same, it really forces you to modify your training and your diet to achieve that ideal. And it's an ideal that it has been lost to history. But when it's achieved, or even if you get close, trust me, you will know it because other people will take notice. And it's some people will say, wow, you look a lot bigger. Well, the reality is your total body weight or lean body mass hasn't changed all that much. But, again, it's very pleasing to the mind.
I wonder if Arnold had those proportions, because I remember looking at pictures of Arnold, even just recently. Arnold's shoulders were as large as his upper arms.
Right.
Well, and from the side, that was one of the things that made him look so massive. But then his chest, while it was large, it was not the chest that we see today on modern-day bodybuilders. It wasn't so thick that from the side it overpowered his shoulders or arms. Arnold had a manta ray shape, and in order to get that manta ray quality, you have to not train the legs as greatly, because when you look at Arnold's leg development compared to the leg development of most bodybuilders today, it's leaps and bounds separated. I mean, the bodybuilders today have massive legs compared to the bodybuilders of yesteryear, but yet Frank Zane and all these guys, they had almost like the tail of a manta ray was their legs, and the back and the shoulders were the manta ray's body. It was like they had this illusion, this diminishing look where it got thinner and thinner and smaller and narrower as it got to the bottom.
Yeah, I think most guys that are in it for the aesthetics, right, you want to get noticed. But let's be honest. I think it's a fair statement to say you'd much rather be noticed for having the pleasing symmetry of a Steve Reeves than you would for getting noticed for being a guy like Greg Valentino.
Or Marcus Rule, for
instance. Marcus Rule. Yeah. And have one ridiculously large body part, and the rest of you looks like, you know, a flamingo or whatever.
Right. So. Yeah, no, I agree. All right, let's go on to part two of the question, because we're going a little long in this one segment. Is there a problem with taking in more calories in the form of liquid, homemade weight gainer shakes, for instance, instead of solid food, as a strategy for trying to get in more calories?
The answer is no. In fact, it's key for those with busy lifestyles, and in particular, hard gainers or ectomorphs looking to get more calories in. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and it's true. Drinking 1,000 calories is a lot easier than eating them. There's also an advantage here in that you'll have greater caloric control, meaning if you have 2 to 3 shake recipes you know average 700 calories per drink, it makes calorie control a lot easier for the day, which is to say that's not going to occur elsewhere in life. A chicken sandwich at one restaurant may contain 450 calories, whereas that same chicken sandwich somewhere else may contain 750.
Now, I'll even go a step further. The same chicken sandwich a week later by a different chef who's making it, who uses more mayonnaise, has a totally different caloric content. So you can't, you really can't go by what other people are telling you is in food. It's much better when you're doing it yourself.
Yeah. Some of the chain restaurants are getting better, but not all of them list total calories yet for their dishes. And like you said, you can't trust people. The only downside to getting a lot of liquid calories in, if you're drinking too many shakes, you're going to find a sudden urge to chew something, anything. Now, I learned this the hard way.
You're right.
When going on a shake-heavy weight gain diet way back in the day, despite the fact I was taking in way above and beyond my maintenance for the day, I found myself with an insatiable desire to chew. I would chew leather.
This is the truth. After I have a protein shake, I look for something to chew and swallow. Isn't that funny? It's the truth.
Yeah. So the bottom line here is just try to maintain some balance between your liquid feeds and solid food meals, whether you're dieting or bulking. It's especially important while you're dieting, though, because whole food keeps you full longer, particularly if there's some fat in it or fiber.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Nate. Is it Hamill? Am I pronouncing that properly, Rob?
Yeah, close enough.
Okay. We're going to have a question from Nate Hamill. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy and disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. The next question comes to us from Nate Hamill. He says, hey guys, I love the show. I have knee pain issues questions. Knee pain issue questions. I'm sorry. 2 weeks ago on my squat, and I read this and I thought, ouch. 2 weeks ago on my squat warm-up with just 135 on the bar, I felt something start to tear behind my kneecap at the bottom of my first rep. I immediately called it a day. Very smart. Hoping it would go away with some rest. 2 weeks later, it's still there and nagging. When I do anything that involves bending, I'm sure he says bending the knee, bending it. I tried going light on deadlifts this week, but on my 12th rep of 225, it completely gave out again. Anything I can do to help the recovery or just rest it without squatting or deadlifting, I feel like I'm going insane. Thanks.
Okay, Nate. This is a tough cyber diagnosis, but if you haven't already seen a doc, I would. But given that, I have some thoughts. Like the shoulder, we pay a price for the flexibility seen in the knee joint. It's a complex and potentially vulnerable piece of anatomy. But given what I'm hearing, I suspect patellofemoral pain syndrome, and that's usually characterized by pain felt behind the kneecap. If squatting causes you pain following an injury, and it sounds like any kind of, you know, flexion here is, or if the knee locks on you, it's usually due to a torn piece of cartilage. Now, you don't necessarily need to freak out. But here's what you need to know. Exercise, if that's the case, can't help here. A surgeon is going to have to remove the torn piece, but it's keyhole surgery, and you'll be in and out of the hospital the same day. So if that's you, you know, quit suffering and just get in there and get it done. Now, some other thoughts, though, on things that you can do while, you know, you're maybe scheduling an appointment with your doc. There are some time-honored rehab exercises you can try while you're getting it looked at. One in particular, which is excellent for the knee, any type of knee injury, pushing a weighted wheelbarrow up a slight incline. I have had nothing as severe as this sounds, but I've had some small issues with my knee, and for whatever reason, that exercise works wonders. With respect to squatting and deadlifting and not doing that for a little bit, you needn't fear it. There are other ways to build your legs without the vertical loading. Here's how. One example, dragging a weighted sled both forward and backward is an excellent, excellent way to work the legs, as is pushing a car or another type of weighted sled apparatus. You'll hear this referred to as the prowler. If you go to Elite DaveTates.com. That's Dave Tate's site. He sells something called the Prowler, and in effect, it's almost like a football sled that you can push and you can pull. These are excellent ways to build the legs, and you get a hell of a cardiovascular workout to boot. The entire posterior chain, including the hamstrings, lower back, and glutes, as well as the quads, can be worked incredibly hard with zero axial or vertical loading, which tends to aggravate the knee more so than the alternatives that I'm suggesting here. For your back and your core, it's time to focus on upping your vertical and horizontal rows, meaning your chin-ups, your one-arm dumbbell rows, T-bar rows, stuff like that, and working the abs and lower back hard via hanging leg raises, planks, and 45-degree hyperextensions, although I will caution you that the knee can be vulnerable in that exercise.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot of people miss it, the knee, especially when you're using weight.
Yeah, because you can overextend the knee, and that actually can, and if you're doing those, that actually is one of the movements that can lead to a bucket handle tear in the meniscus because of overextending the knee.
Yeah. So doing these exercises and following some of these prescriptions will keep those areas strong, and more importantly, you want to make your core even stronger than it was prior to the injury. Look at this as an opportunity rather than a setback. Other movements you might want to look at and explore with very, very light loading are Russian barbell or dumbbell step-ups onto a low box. Those are worth looking into, as are Bulgarian split squats with dumbbells held at your sides, provided, again, that they don't exacerbate the pain. Finally, speaking of pain, it's time to put to use a homemade transdermal pain relief solution that I've spoke to on this program before. Here's the recipe, and there are some important updates here. Materials needed. 8 ounces of Everclear alcohol. In a pinch, 91% isopropyl will also work. 1 ounce of DMSO, or dimethyl sulfoxide. 2 ounces of D-limonene, and 6 grams of either curcumin or Cissus quadrangularis. Curcumin has a molecular weight of 368. Cissus, on the other hand, has a molecular weight of 384. The point being, both of them are low enough where you can get them through the skin to the site of injury, provided you have a transdermal carrier such as DMSO and D-limonene. 14 ounces of bulk curcumin powder can be found for just $7.83 on Amazon.com. With respect to the Cissus extract, you can find 100 grams of that, of the 10% Cissus, at NutriPlanet.com for around $20. And that's USP Lab stuff, I think. It's their brand, their version of it. Alternatively, you can get 500 grams of the higher percentage Cissus extract. I think it's a 40% extract. Can be found at smartpowders.com for just $28. So once you decide on which one of those two you want to use, and both are excellent, here's how to proceed. Dissolve the curcumin or the Cissus in 8 ounces of the alcohol. You want to stir that vigorously, and then add in 1 ounce of DMSO and your 2 ounces of D-limonene. You want to then pour those contents, through a coffee filter, which is sitting atop a funnel, running into an empty, washed-out 14-ounce shampoo bottle, let's say. The resulting solution is a very thin liquid containing two very potent anti-inflammatory agents, one being dimethyl sulfoxide, DMSO, and or curcumin or Cissus, whichever one you decide to choose. The D-limonene, like DMSO, is an excellent transdermal carrier, penetration enhancer, and more importantly, will mask the DMSO smell with a pleasant orange or citrus-type scent. You want to apply 1 ounce of this solution just prior to and immediately after any physical activity. It has been used successfully by many, with some realizing immediate pain relief. In my opinion, it's far superior to NSAIDs and other painkillers your doctor might prescribe. And, Carl, I know you've also had some success with ginger
I've taken ginger extract
right.
and soaked it in ethyl alcohol, allowed the alcohol to dry off, and so what's left behind is a residue powder, which is basically just the ginger oils, if you will.
Right.
You take that and mix that into any transdermal vehicle. You could mix it with DMSO. You could mix it with Flo-Gel Ultra. You could make your own lecithin-based gel and then rub that on. And it not only is a pain reliever, but it is a powerful COX-1 and COX-2 inhibitor as well.
Yeah. You know, the point here being don't give up. You never, ever give up. There is always a solution. And whether that comes from the traditional medical establishment, if you have to have surgery, okay, sometimes that's necessary. But do not dismiss the power of alternative healing and the other rehab and prehab measures that we have mentioned here. I've heard from a ton of guys who have used this homebrew transdermal pain relief just using curcumin, and they're squatting pain-free. You know, they're benching pain-free if they had elbow issues. CSIS is just the latest of, you know, another in the bag of tricks that we have in Blueprint, let's say, where, you know, we experiment with these things. And if the molecular weight's right, if the compound shows promise, then we try it. And gratefully, a lot of guys have also used CSIS with this recipe, and they're pain-free today. So
let's do this. We have to take our commercial break so we can stay on time now, because we went a little long in the last segment. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We actually have a question from Andreas Pena. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, Warren Hopper from LG Sciences will be on to talk about their Trivecta stack. And at the end of the show, I'm going to share some wisdom with you that I predict will come to fruition. I can see the future. We'll be right back.
Und ich sag, ja, ja. Und sie sagt, echt. Und ich sag, na klar. Und sie kommt mit auf die Bude und sie...
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formex changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formex. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formex banner ad today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders and in minutes I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. 5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob Regish answers listener questions and changes lives. Andreas Pena says, I have a lot of questions for you, but this is the immediate one. How would you stack Synthogen and the new AgeForce patch of amino acids? Side note, I just got my order of Synthogen, and only after 2 days of taking 4 caps before bed, there is the massive reduction of muscle soreness after a heavy workout. Awesome information you provide. Keep up the great work.
Well, I'm glad you're liking the Synthogen, Andreas. It really does work that good and that fast. Now, let's talk about integrating that with AgeForce's essential amino acid patch.
I almost feel like it's unnecessary, because don't you have all those amino acids in your product already?
I do. But having said that, he sounds like he already has the the AgeForce patch in hand. And I have some ideas about that, because while the two products are similar, they're also quite different in a number of respects. So I'd like to offer at least my thoughts on how they might use it in tandem, and maybe some people will get something out of whether they have Synthogen on hand or the AgeForce patch.
Right. Get the other one, right.
Yeah. So I took the time to listen to last week's show to better understand the AgeForce patch and what it brings to the table. So having a better understanding of their product now, here's how I would propose using it alongside Synthogen. And it boils down to daytime and nighttime. During the day, I would advise to dose your Synthogen just prior to and immediately after exercise and prior to your biggest meals of the day. Prior to bed, I would apply the AgeForce patch for overnight delivery of the essential amino acids. And my rationale here is simple. Synthogen uses a very precise ratio of essential amino acids to stimulate a rapid and sustained increase in protein synthesis. I spent 2 years on that. Needless to say, it works, and it works well. You've heard the feedback. It just comes in daily. Synthogen also contains, though, a half dozen other ingredients that are responsible for the lightning quick recovery that Andreas and others are experiencing. The formula excels at tissue repair, but also in shunting macronutrients from one's diet into the muscle cell and away from fat. So as such, I think it makes more sense to use it during the day to magnify the effects of the most powerful anabolic you can put into your body, that being food. With respect to nighttime in the AgeForce patch, I would look to apply that patch prior to sleep. Given when I listened to that interview, it sounds like it has an 8-hour release profile.
Exactly.
So I feel strongly here that trickling essential amino acids into your bloodstream during that time will be quite helpful, because we know the vast majority of repair, regeneration, and growth occurs while sleeping. So I think it makes all the sense in the world to use at that time, especially if you're stacking Synthogen with it. Now, should any insomnia be an issue? I don't think it will be, but if it is, I would advise and recommend 3 grams of melatonin prior to bed. It's a super cortisol control agent. We've discussed that prior. A superlative antioxidant, rated number one most effective, cost-effective life extension agent, I think, by the Life Extension Foundation years ago. And it imparts deep, restful sleep. Now, if memory serves, H-Force also makes a melatonin patch.
Yeah, exactly.
Should the tabs present any issues? And, you know, for some people they do, for some people they don't.
Which of the amino acids would you expect? I know which one I think it would be. Which would you expect that might have an effect on sleep depth?
Well, tyrosine comes to mind,
yeah.
You know, immediately. But the practical reality is, and unless I'm missing something in the transdermal delivery, you know, tyrosine, in order to cross the blood-brain barrier, you need a wide-open blood-brain barrier, meaning if there are other large neutral amino acids in circulation, and the essential amino acids include plenty of them, you're not going to get as, you know, a stimulatory type effect. That is not to say that tyrosine is without merit. It's just, you know, you asked the question. And
I agree. I mean, the only reason why, when you said nighttime, I never thought about that. Wow, you're a genius, Rob. Then I thought about tyrosine, and I thought, well, tyrosine could have a potentially stimulating effect. However, it's also understood that thyroid hormone is produced late at night during sleep, and
right.
Tyrosine could actually enhance the ability for thyroid hormone to do its job at night during sleep.
Yeah, you know? I mean, there's a lot of, you know...
And also, because it's trickling in the body, as opposed to a bolus dose dropped in the mouth, hits the bloodstream, rushes in every place, this is kind of just coming in slowly and sneaking up on you. It may not have the... I'm going to try it tonight. I'm actually wearing 2 amino acid patches today. I just got mine. And I stuck them on right before the show. And I don't know if it was the amino acid patch or something else, but I immediately broke into a sweat about 5 minutes after I put it on. So I don't know what's going on right now, but I'm going to try it tonight. That's a great idea, Rob. You're a
yes.
Flipping genius. You really are.
Not really, but
okay.
Let me know if it works for you.
All right, we got another question we're going to answer by Ben Andrews. Blueprint Power Hour question. Rob, what is your opinion of nootropics? Have you used them, and what are their results? I have used Craze before and had good results in the gym. Craze is great stuff. I am considering trying Piracetam at work on occasions that I lack motivation or am in a rut. What do you think?
It's a timely question, Ben, because nootropics in this country are under a lot of fire and scrutiny by the FDA. But having said that, the short answer is they do have some applications insofar as performance enhancement, especially for strength and power. I do feel this field is still in its infancy, especially here in the United States. Now, the Europeans are far ahead of us with respect to the nootropics. You'll find most of the research and practical application being done there. But there are some winners worth trying. And so I've had some success with the following, and I'll give my top pick at the end of the discussion. In no particular order, choline, alpha GPC in particular, citicoline, which we've discussed on a prior episode, DMAAE, or dimethylaminoethanol, acetyl-L-carnitine, and vinpocetine. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's an extract of periwinkle.
Yeah, vinpocetine. That's it.
There seem to be two keys that seem that make nootropics work better, and at least in me, from my practical experience. The first being taking them on an empty stomach is important, and secondly, using a modest dose of caffeine, let's say 100 to 200 milligrams alongside them. Here's the usual too long Regish answer. It's a developing area of sports supplementation, nootropics, but it holds both great promise and risk. Promise, insofar as strength, starts in the brain as an electrical message which involves neurons, more efficient synapses, and ultimately contracting more muscle groups harder and more efficiently, leading to the end game, greater strength. Risk, insofar as anytime you're screwing with brain chemistry, you better know what you're doing. So let's talk about the potential upside. Most people can contract about 25 to 30% of the fibers in any given muscle. A seasoned strength athlete, on the other hand, can contract up to 35% of those fibers and coordinate more muscle groups to fire in unison, often referred to as co-contraction. An elite athlete may be able to contract as much as 40% of those fibers. Now, let's just think about that for 1 second. A 10 to 15% separates an elite athlete from your average Joe.
That's amazing.
Sitting on the couch watching the Olympics right now.
Right.
That should illustrate just how worthy a pursuit cultivating the mind-muscle connection is, either through nootropics or training your powers of concentration, ideally both. And I won't spend too much time on this, but think about one other thing. 40% is the upper end. What does that tell you about
What if you could get to 50%?
That's right.
You could be the frickin' Hulk.
That is the potential of this category of supplementation that I was trying to illustrate. So the goal then, as I see it, is this. You want to identify 1 to 2 nootropics that achieve this goal, and strength is your measurement. As of right now, there's no objective diagnostic measure that I'm aware of when using nootropics for that purpose. It doesn't matter. It's not rocket science. You need only record your best barbell lifts with and without them. So here's your bottom line best bet. I would consider consuming 1 gram of alpha GPC 90 minutes prior to training, along with about 100 milligrams of caffeine. SmartPowders.com sells, let's say, 50 grams of alpha GPC for just $25. At 50 cents a dose, I feel that it's a worthwhile experiment. Here's why. Alpha GPC increases acetylcholine levels in the brain. In doing so, it increases the number of cross bridges formed by actin and myosin. More cross bridges equals more peak force. In fact, one study found alpha GPC increased peak force in the bench press by 14% over and above placebo. It also doubled GH levels over the placebo group post-training. So there's your cost-effective best bet experiment that's backed up by some of the better research on nootropics. I think properly performed, it will allow you to evaluate one nootropic at a time from my list to see if they're worth your dollar.
Can I throw one in here?
By all means, man.
This is not something that is generally discussed because it's injectable.
Okay.
But there is a Russian peptide called Selank, S-E-L-A-N-K. Some of you may have heard of it already. Selank is a nootropic, but it has a push-pull effect. Selank has been shown to increase concentrations of monoamine, which is a neurotransmitter, and also increase the metabolism of serotonin. And serotonin has been linked to fatigue. As many of you know, many of the studies done on leucine shows that one of the benefits of supplementing with leucine pre-workout is that it fits into the serotonin receptor and blocks serotonin's uptake and can stave off fatigue. So not only is this nootropic increase intensity in the brain through an increase in monoamine neurotransmitter and a reduction in serotonin, but at the same time, it has an anxiolytic effect. Now think about this. When you're going for your heaviest lifts, you're freaked. You're like, oh man, I'm going to blow a disc. I'm going to blow a knee. I'm going to hurt myself, you know, and you're all freaked out. You start thinking about it the night before you even go to the gym, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Selank's other benefit is that it works as an anxiolytic through a totally different pathway. It doesn't work like benzodiazepine. It doesn't affect the GABA receptor, but it does affect anxiety. It reduces anxiety dramatically. So you get the mental clarity and hyperfocus of the nootropic and the reduction of anxiety from the anxiolytic effect of it.
And how do you spell that?
Selank, just like it sounds, S-E-L-A-N-K. It's the Russians experimented with it, and actually, excuse me for doing that. It's available on the website SouthernResearchCompanies.com has a 10 milligram vial of it. And I've actually been thinking about experimenting with it, but not right now. Now's not the time for me to experiment with anything, as you know, Rob.
Right.
But I've actually been thinking about experimenting with it. But it's been around for a long time. and it's available at most peptide, any good peptide company will have Cellank. It's $37 for 10 milligrams.
Well, I got to give credit where credit's due. As much scratching around in the Russian research as I've done, I was not aware of Cellank, so I appreciate you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. We actually have to take a break. When we come back, let's see, who's our next question? Our next question comes from...
Johnny Lepore.
Johnny Lepore. Thank you very much, Rob. See, I should be taking Cellank. Then I'd be able to answer that question. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the one and only
dysfunctional DJ.
Stranded at the drive-in.
Welcome back.
A fool.
To the Blueprint Power Hour.
What will they say?
Okay. So the next question is Johnny Lepore. I've been taking Mass Pro Synthogen for 2 weeks now, and I put on 260 pounds of solid muscle. Amazing. It's a tumor. No. Synthogen for 2 weeks now, and it's amazing for eliminating muscle soreness. Also, I've been doing intermittent fasting, which I know you are a fan of. My question is, do you have any tips for fasting? I sip on a green drink like Amazing Grass usually. What's that?
It sounds like a greens detox type drink.
Okay. But do you recommend any other supplements to help me keep me strong while fasting?
Well, Johnny, you know, like the other listener, I'm grateful you're doing well with Synthogen. But this is a timely and interesting question given renewed interest in the merits of intermittent fasting. In my opinion, the best ongoing discussion as to its benefits can be found at Supversity.com under the blog heading Intermittent Thoughts on Intermittent Fasting. And I've been working closely with Adelfo Cerami and following Adel Moussa, or Professor Andro's, works here carefully, because they are really putting the finishing touches, dotting I's and crossing T's on the science, evolving science and art, really, I think, of intermittent fasting. The first and most important consideration while doing this intermittent fasting is identifying your somatype and how at risk you are for muscle loss. Long story short, ectomorphs, in my opinion, are at much greater risk versus meso and endomorphs for losing muscle tissue. The key seems to be knowing precisely when to break your fast and timing that with the window of opportunity that opens with exercise. So a good starting point is to begin eating at the 16-hour mark, immediately after your workout. Now, I've cited the 16-hour mark due to some research I've seen, including one study which indicated protein synthesis peaked at that point. Now, remember, it's just one study, and it's an evolving field, but a lot of the practical implementation of intermittent fasting, the work that Martin Berkham, I think his name is, has done,
yes,
points to this being a great starting point. It's also based on anecdotal evidence, given extensive experience I've had, both with myself and in coaching people using intermittent fasting with the blueprint. So, at its most basic, on training days, you should try to consume more carbohydrates versus the non-training days when you're eating up after your training session. A precise figure is very difficult to give, although I think you'll find that indulging in even some sweets post-workout on those days is much more forgiving. Your body is much more forgiving of such when using intermittent fasting. And that's simply because properly performed, the muscles and the body become like a sponge. And are more likely to store glucose as glycogen than it is to convert it to triglyceride and store it as fat.
Interesting.
Insofar as what to do while you're fasting, I am from the school that this needn't be overcomplicated. So, and the reason for that is this. I try to look at it historically, right? Our ancestors hunted during the day. They usually drank from streams, got some water where they could, and if they were hanging around, they probably had a small handful of berries while they were hunting. What happened after that is, you know, if they were lucky, they killed something, right? And they dragged it back to the cave, and they ate up big. They were lean, muscular, and healthy as a result of that. It's a long way of saying that that approach will serve most meso and endomorphs well. If you're an ectomorph, though, and you really want to do everything possible to mitigate any muscle loss, there are a few supplement tricks you can avail yourself to. And we discuss these and others in the blueprint, but I'll just go into one of them. Both GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, and the branched-chain amino acids are useful here, economical, and they are easily implemented. Part of the beauty of fasting is having a wide-open blood and blood-brain barrier. And it is here where we will act with precision nutraceuticals or supplements to maximize both growth hormone release and feed the body anti-catabolic amino acids, those being the branched-chain aminos. So in practice, here's how it goes. Every 2 hours while you're fasting, consider dosing GABA and branched-chain amino acids in the following fashion. Say you get up at 9 a.m. You know, you have your morning coffee and so forth, and before going to the gym to, let's say, perform fasted state cardio, he downed 3 grams of GABA. 15 to 20 minutes later, perhaps after the session is over, 5 grams of branched-chain amino acids go down the hatch. Rinse, wash, and repeat until your main meal of the day later. Here's my rationale. There is research suggesting that just 3 grams of GABA consumed prior to exercise will elevate growth hormone levels no less than 480%. It's a pretty safe bet that even without exercise, GABA will lead to an elevation in GH, albeit somewhat less. Growth hormone, however, isn't the end game, because the resulting growth factors that are released in the liver need some insulin to realize their full benefits. Branched-chain amino acids consumed 15 to 20 minutes later, will facilitate that, in large part due to leucine's presence. It's the most insulinogenic.
Say that three times fast.
Insulinogenic of the three branched-chain amino acids. BCAAs being in circulation at that time will also prevent your body from robbing its own muscle tissue of those critical amino acids. So as a result, you will be far less susceptible to muscle loss. Finally, right before training and or when you break your fast, dose your Synthogen for the day. In addition to making the most of your macros, it'll drive key nutraceuticals that are in it deep into the muscle cell, resulting in much higher levels of ATP, adenosine triphosphate, carnosine, purine nucleotide pools, and glycogen than otherwise would be realized from food alone. This is one of the reasons why you and others are experiencing such dramatically accelerated recovery, repair, and regeneration. You know, we hear it all the time, Johnny, from guys using Synthogen just like you. It's like you take the stuff, you work out, you wake up the next morning, and you're questioning whether or not you even worked out the day before. So those would be my thoughts on how to ameliorate or mitigate muscle loss during intermittent fasting. It is a fantastic approach, and I would encourage you to read the entire series over at Subversity, Intermittent Thoughts on Intermittent Fasting, as well as Adele's articles on amino acids, because I think more than anyone, Adele has brought what everybody saw as plain vanilla amino acids.
Yeah, right. He made them sexy.
He made them sexy again, and rightfully so, because when Mauro DiPasquale's work, his book, Amino Acids, I think The Anabolic Edge or something like that, you know, that book was still is a fantastic resource for people, but it never gained traction because every supplement company and their brother is screaming about compound X and methyl 1 test and methyl 2 test, and next week it's going to be methyl 3 test. You know, essential amino acids and isolated aminos in high amounts are the stuff. I mean, in fact,
Adele just published today in Subversity, and if you've never visited Subversity.com, I'm telling you, you're really missing out. I'm jealous because he's so smart. Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com, up to 180% increase in testosterone with taurine. Androgen boost, just one of the side effects of taking taurine. Now, nobody writes about taurine as a testosterone booster at all. But Adele finds the science, and he understands. You know what the best part is? If Adele writes about it,
yeah,
it's not one sentence in a study that is extrapolated out and taken out of context to promote some wild idea about something. I've seen the research he does. The kid works constantly. He's always researching. He's always writing. And then on top of that, he teaches physics at a major university in Munster, Germany. He's a genius. He's Albert Einstein reincarnated.
I'll say this. Adele is doing something that is very important in this business and very, very few people are doing. And that is, he is taking a known study and then using his creative genius.
His critical thinking skills, something we promote on this show. We love people
critical thinking. And parlaying it into a practical application, which is what I strive to do in all of my research and writings and formulas and, you know, supplements, whatever it may be. I'm striving to do the same thing he is, and I'll
You're
say
right.
this. As Synthogen came together some time ago, I knew I was on the right track, because as I read Supversity and things about taurine, which, by the way, is the one non-essential amino acid in Synthogen, when he and I arrived independently at the same conclusions on a number of fronts, that this ingredient has merit, that ingredient has merit, I knew I had something, and I had something big. And gratefully, you know, it's a long way of saying, you know, Adele, thank you for the work that you're doing. It's not just benefiting, you know, the average Joe on the street. It's benefiting an entire subculture of physical culturists that are enhancing our, it's enhancing our health.
You think taurine will help me, Rob? You think it'll take my 250 milligrams a week that I inject and make it like 300 milligrams a week?
I think you better get yourself at least a kilo, brother.
Yeah, no, I got to be honest with you. There's very little change in the change purse anymore. You have to be in on testosterone since 2007. So let's just leave it at that.
That's a casual Friday.
There you go.
Out of that.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, Rob Regish is going to give us the blueprint tip of the day. We'll be right back. Turn it up.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn
teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, Rob Regish always delivers when he delivers the blueprint tip of the day. What is it today, Rob?
Well, I'm going to call it moving on from pro-hormone hysteria. The question being, what have we learned? And I'm speaking to this today because it has been 7 long years since the government stepped in to our little world and banned a lot of the pro-hormones and pro-steroids that are on the market.
Yeah, but you can still buy tobacco products, which kill over 500,000 people a year.
And alcohol. Amen. Yeah. So a little bit of history, and then I'm going to go into some of the things that I think were important lessons that we as consumers and the supplement industry in general may have missed. Circa 1996 to 2004, the supplement industry was turned on its ear by the arrival of andro and even stronger compounds that came later. Some of these were as potent as the real McCoy, albeit they came along with the same dangers. Many of you and I experimented with these compounds, had friends that did, and we all watched it play out.
Oh, who are we kidding? We had love affairs with some of these powders.
That's right. And we all watched it play out on the boards to its inevitable conclusion. They got banned by the federal government. In January of 2005, January 20th to be precise, the Anabolic Steroid Control Act was amended with the Controlled Substance Act, which removed most of these pro-hormones from the market. And ever since then, supplement companies have been searching. They've been searching for something to make you believe there's something else that's just as good. Don't be fooled. The fact of the matter is that we, consumers in the market, and the supplement companies failed to learn some very important lessons. And I'm speaking for myself here, but I find these lessons relevant for both the companies and us. So here then are my observations looking back, and more importantly, what it means for our future. Number one, we all found out hormones aren't magic. Dan Duchesne said it once, and it's true. Your training still matters. Your diet still matters. Keeping regular hours and sleeping well still matters. How many fools did you see popping pro-hormones, some of which were damn strong, who didn't grow a lick of muscle? Because I saw plenty. The lesson here? Anybody who thinks or thought super physiological levels of testosterone or artificial test alone was their ticket to the show, thought wrong, especially so if you're between the ages of 16 and, let's say, 25. If you're listening and you fall into this age bracket, I'd just like you to ask yourself this question. Do you really think hormone levels at that age are what's holding you back?
Huh.
It's not the case. And I'd just like everyone to consider that point then in your own quest for more muscle. Point number two, nobody died. Consistent with what we already knew, the hormones in question aren't necessarily deadly. In fact, the relative toxicity can be summed up as follows. If I lined up today in front of you a bottle of D-Ball, unquestionably the world's most popular oral anabolic steroid, a bottle of ibuprofen, a bottle of vodka, and a bottle of caffeine tabs, and I asked you, the listener, which one of these bottles could you swallow the entire bottle of and be absolutely certain you wouldn't die?
Which one
would you choose? I choose the D-Ball, and so would any good doctor. D-Ball and related compounds are illegal. Those other items, most of you and me have these in your kitchen cabinet right now. Caffeine, right? Alcohol. You pointed out tobacco, etc. The lesson to be learned here, the stuff isn't Satan in a bottle. If you listen to Congress and the media, though, you'd sure get that impression. Do you know anyone knocking over 7-Elevens to score their favorite four carbon ring compound?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't. So let's just stop it with the scare tactics. That's the other lesson that nobody seems to be listening to, including our elected leaders. Lesson three, hormones are not without risk. So here's some more truth. Some of these products cause liver problems. Deleterious alterations in blood lipids, particularly HDLs, or your good cholesterol, and high blood pressure, among other issues. This is the other side of the coin, matters that people would rather avoid discussing. I don't mind, because a whole lot of people waded into the deep, murky waters of which they knew far too little. And when the tide went out, it was real easy to see who was swimming naked, because these people showed up with jaundiced skin, couldn't understand why they couldn't sleep, were covered with acne, yada, yada. It was atrocious. The lesson to be learned from that, there's no free lunch, and you need to know the risk versus reward factor going in. The company selling you this stuff sure didn't care if you knew or not. I recently spoke with a woman who a major online distributor sold Superdrol to, told her it was perfectly safe. Can you say you're responsible? Education is your best defense. Just be aware, that's all on you.
I have to throw something in here.
Go ahead.
Okay, Dr. Mauro DiPasquale came on this show 4 years ago and talked about oral anabolic steroids.
Yeah.
And said that the hepatic stress of oral anabolic steroids was greatly over-exaggerated by the medical orthodoxy from all the research that he had done, and even looked at oral corticosteroids that are methylated as well. And when we talk about the dangers of oral anabolic steroids, we really are talking about methylated versions of these hormones. If these hormones are not methylated, then you don't have the issues. It's not the hormone that causes the problem with the liver. It's the methylation process that's designed to allow the hormone to bypass liver degradation that makes the liver work harder trying to chew it up, and it can't chew it up. That causes all of the changes in lipids, thrombotic index, and so on and so forth. So, I'm in total agreement with you that people need to understand that some of these agents are very, very strong. They, I say on this show all the time, Rob, about certain supplements we talk about, say the good news is the stuff really works. The bad news is the stuff really works.
Yeah.
And they tell you, you have to have there's a level, because you can buy it over the counter, does not negate your requirements for due diligence and your responsibility to use it properly. You can't, I mean, think back, and I know you can relate to what I'm about to say. Think back in the days when methyl one test came out. Was it methyl one test? Yeah. Remember people were taking, you were supposed to take 10 milligrams a day, right?
I've got a great example.
There were guys going, well, 10 is good, 50 is better, and they literally were destroying their livers. Great. They were putting on a pound a day of quote unquote muscle, but it was water weight pulled into the muscle. They destroyed their livers. You were supposed to take 10 milligrams a day. That's it.
People, and I'll be speaking to this shortly with respect to that compound, but you're absolutely right. There is a level and a requirement of personal responsibility that needs to be undertaken when you're looking at these things. Because, as I pointed out earlier, while they are not the satanic agents that the powers that be would lead you to believe, they are also not without some risk.
Right.
And that leaves the truth somewhere in the middle. And the individual needs to discern that truth. But it's very difficult when you're getting, on the one end, scare tactics, right, from Congress and other clowns.
And Joe Biden, who feels like because of anabolic steroids, he couldn't become a pro baseball player.
Yeah, great, great, Joey. You did become the vice president of the United States.
Yeah.
But on the other side, and equally guilty, are supplement companies that are telling you, hey, man, Superdrol, no problem, take it. You're a female? It doesn't matter. I mean, go ahead. It's safe. I mean, literally, to clear stock, this is what they were telling her.
Right.
And when I pointed out to her what it really was and how it worked and, what the true effects were, she said, how could they possibly sell me that? I said, well, welcome to the United States of America.
Yeah.
So, you know, your point's well taken. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, during this dissertation, I just want everybody to know that I just ordered 2 10-milligram vials of Celenc. So you may encounter a smarter yet more calm version of me in the very near
wow,
future.
Wow, that would be something. All right, 2 more points, then I'll leave it at that. Point number 4: very few companies or consumers even cared what was going on during this time. They didn't, and I'm talking about the companies right now. They didn't care about you. They didn't care about your health or the damage done, more importantly, to the supplement industry. They cared about one thing and one thing only: money. In doing so, anyone that takes supplements today is under great scrutiny. And here's how it all happened. We all watched as those Major League Baseball players got up in front of Congress and lied through their teeth, most of them. The one guy that told the truth, Canseco, he's an outcast, right? He's vilified. I personally sat there in horror and watched one company, who I will not name, offer for sale a 50-milligram methyl 1 test product, 50 as in F-I-F-T-Y, just prior to the ban. This is the rough equivalent of using an A-bomb to destroy an anthill in your driveway. That company is still in business, and it sickens me to think that they line their pockets selling that kind of poison to you. The lesson? Understand as a consumer greed when you see it, and vote with your dollars. Do not support those kind of companies, and speak the truth in all of your dealings. Because right now, if you take quote-unquote supplements, in a lot of the general public's eyes, that equals steroids. That's code word for steroids, believe it or not. Why? It's due to these clowns and their irresponsible actions.
Now, you're not opposed to pro-hormone use. You're opposed to companies that market pro-hormones under the auspices that there's no responsibility required. This is like taking vitamin C, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's just, it's stupid. It hurts us. It hurts the industry, and ultimately, it's going to hurt them because there are more than a few people sitting in jail right now for distributing pro-hormones after the ban. Now, you're going to find clones, and you're going to find these little companies that pop up and disappear overnight selling all this stuff. But, I mean, really, do you really want to be playing that game if you've got half a brain? And what is it doing to us as an industry? It's just putting us under greater scrutiny. So just vote with your dollars, folks. You know, support responsible companies, not irresponsible companies offering pro-hormones. Then finally...
Good, I'm sorry.
This is the most important point. There are still plenty of big, strong people around. Long before steroids, there were people walking this planet that rivaled the biggest, strongest drug freaks that you will see out there today. And if you don't believe that, Google the names Doug Hepburn, Paul Anderson, the Mighty Atom, or John Grimmick. Grimmick was famously able to tear a phone booth in half in the 1930s as easily as the average man could tear a piece of paper. He achieved that legendary strength and mass in the pre-steroid era and did most of his training, ready, after 12-hour shifts in a steel foundry. Study these people. Learn from them. They didn't need steroids, pro-hormones, and there were no supplements promising Superman status. The lesson to learn is, and what I'm trying to get across is, let's all stop searching for the next wonder hormone, andro, whatever you may call it. Instead, I would much rather see people embrace the lessons that our physical culture forefathers left for us and marry them to the latest training, diet, and legal supplement breakthroughs that have occurred since that time and take a new road. Do just one thing today that will be a step on that journey, whether that's ordering one of Brooks Kubik's books on the old-time strongmen to understand how they did it, whether you order my book, The Blueprint, whether you attend a Superhuman University seminar for all of $10 or buy the CD for $20, take that step and let's leave the past in the past and build a better future, not just for you and yourself, but our sport, something that John Grimmick would be proud of.
Okay. That is the end of the Blueprint Power Hour. And thank you so much for all the hard work that you put into this episode, Rob Regish. And
yeah,
you can learn more about Mass Pro Synthogen by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Mass Pro Synthogen banner ad. And I got a surprise for everybody. But for those of you who are still hanging on the fence about buying a copy of the Blueprint, I hear rumblings that there's going to be an opportunity to buy a copy of the Blueprint and get a free copy, or not a free copy, but a highly discounted copy of the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms CD. Is that true, Rob Regish?
Oh, I heard that rumor, too.
Yeah, boy, and
yeah.
I just pushed you right in the hole, didn't I?
No, so, seriously, folks, this is going to be a great opportunity to get your hands on a wealth.
Here's the deal. Don't wait for the opportunity to come up. Buy the Blueprint now, because we're going to release this opportunity probably in a week. And everybody who buys a copy of the Blueprint from today, which is the 31st of July, till the day that we actually announce this offer, you will get the CD as well. Okay? We'll give you the offer as well. So go ahead and buy the Blueprint now. Don't wait. Got it? Okay.
Got it. I'm keeping my list, and I will make sure that your CD gets to you. So
hey,
you, Carl,
Rob, great to have you on today, brother. Hey, hang on the phone, okay? I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Warren Hopper from LG Sciences on. Stay tuned.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two. Fun and laughter on a summer holiday. No more worries for me or you for a week or two. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better.
Even better.
Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha-hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV, 3-Mastadrol, reborn now with Epiandrostane, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Science's new Trifecta Pack today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, I will impart my wisdom on you. I have something I want to tell you about. I'm going to make a prediction for the future. The future of medicine. You're going to want to hear it. Right now, we're going to talk to Warren Hopper of LG Sciences, a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. How you doing, Warren?
Hey, Carl. How's it going today?
Good, good. And LG Sciences is one of those companies that promotes responsibility in the use of pro-hormones. I want to say that up front because of a discussion we had on Superhuman Radio. They are what I like to call an open disclosure company. Anyway, we are talking about pro-hormones today when we talk about the trifecta stack, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
All right, so tell me, the trifecta stack is actually designed to take somebody from point A to point Z in both the utilization of a muscle-building stack as well as the post-cycle therapy process. Is that correct?
Correct, Carl. It's pretty much everything you need in one box, one kit, so that you're looking at a complete cycle from start to finish when you pick up the trifecta kit.
Now, one of the things I like to say on this show about pro-hormones, pro-steroids, peptides, androgens in general, is the good news about them is they work, and the bad news about them is they work, and that people need to use them responsibly. So let's talk about the dosing. How have you set out the dosing so that it's effective, yet not harmful to people?
Well, I mean, Carl, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, the problem with the mentality in our industry a lot of times is that more is better, you know, and they don't realize that a lot of times, you know, you want the smallest effective dose possible.
Bingo.
If you looked at things like testosterone, I mean, tests have shown again and again and again, there's very little difference a lot of times in terms of gains versus at 500 milligrams of test a week versus people going to insane dosages like 3 grams and stuff like that.
Right. Right.
So, you know, I mean, if that's the basis, which is testosterone, then pretty much anything pro-hormone-wise would fall beneath that in terms of more is not always better. In fact, usually it can be more detrimental and you get more side effects than anything.
Now, one of the other things that you promote in this stack is not going to build muscle in a vacuum. People have to be training and be eating properly. So not only do they get the supplement stack with you guys, but don't they also get an entire regimen to follow?
Absolutely, dietary and workout routine. Because, Carl, I always joke about it, and when I talk to different people, you could, you know, take injectable steroids. If you don't work out, if you don't eat properly, if you don't have the proper protein content in your diet, you're not going to get the effects out of it you're looking for. You know, these are not magic bullets. They're not, you know, miracle pills. I mean, it's something that will assist in accelerating your muscle growth under the proper conditions.
Right. So now let's talk about how the stack starts out. So what do people start out with? How long do they take the first component?
You start out with actually two. It's a stack. It's the M1D liquid and the MMD3 liquid as well. To give you a little bit of history, the trifecta kit has been out for quite a while. It's been pretty much our most successful product due to, as you said, you know, A, it's a complete kit, B, people get solid results out of it. The thing was, we were looking to kick it up a notch. We were looking at some recent studies and stuff like that in terms of oral absorption and seeing how we could make the kit more effective for people who especially have run the trifecta kit before and are looking to kind of take it up to the next level. So it's very clearly not dosed out that, you know, for the first 6 weeks, you're looking at a stack of the methyl-1D and the MMD3. And, you know, that can go based on dosage anywhere from 6 to 7 to 8 weeks. And then after that, you have your PCT and the formidrol.
Okay, so when people use this stack, the entire stack should take them how long, entire weeks running through it?
Week-wise, it's probably a complete, you know, with PCT and everything, about a 10-week stack.
Okay. And over that 10-week stack, they also have to follow the, they should follow. If they don't, let's say something. If you're, first of all, newbies, 16-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 25-year-olds shouldn't be even thinking about this. Would you agree with that, Warren?
I would agree with that. I mean, no matter what, you know, if you're new to the game, first and foremost, the thing that many people don't realize is tendon strength is very important when you first start building up. And if you start introducing androgens, if it's your first day in the gym, the thing is your muscle growth is going to, you know, your muscle is going to grow quicker than your tendon strength, and that's how you end up with torn muscles and things like that.
Right.
You need to have a solid base, hit your first couple plateaus before you look at something like this.
There you go. Okay, so with that being said, if you aren't a newbie, you may have a way of training already. You're not opposed to people who are already hard training and they're already following the proper nutritional strategies, but you offer these training and nutritional strategies if somebody goes, you know, I'm ready for a change anyway, so I'll follow what's in the book, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And now, I mean, you know, you're also not tied to our training program. I mean, it's just something that we've found as we've developed the trifecta stack to be an effective program that gave good results. Because too often people don't realize how hard they have to push to get muscle gains.
Right.
I mean, Carl, how many people have we seen in the gym benching 135 pounds that we can come in 9 months later and they're still bench pressing 135 pounds?
Right, right, exactly.
You know, and they don't quite understand why they're not any bigger.
What kind of muscle gains have you seen? Because this product's been around a long time. The only difference is it has a greater bioavailability now than the original pill form. What kind of muscle gains should people expect in this 10-week protocol?
On average, we see about, you know, 10 to 12 pounds. I've heard of as much as cases of 18 to 20 pounds. Now, again, those are, you know, certainly not as frequent. That's why I use more of the average number of 8 to 10 pounds.
Okay, so even a 10-pound gain. And with the PCT, you're saying that's net gains after PCT? They're netting out about 10 pounds? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Not bad at all for a product that you buy in the store.
And now what is it called again? The methadrol? Is that what it is? Methadrol? No.
MMD3?
Yeah. Is that methadrol? That is a methylated hormone. So you're using it for a short period of time, right? You're not using it for very long.
No, absolutely. Actually, no. It is not a methylated hormone.
Oh, really? That's even better.
We've purposely made it that nothing in the trifecta kit was methylated because just due to the harsh effects it has on the liver. And we've often found that, you know, the methylated prohormones, whereas in the beginning, during the cycle, they give, I mean, look at your Superdrols out there. Okay, guys can gain, you know, 12 to 16 pounds on a Superdrol cycle. And then, you know, after they stop taking it, they're losing 10 of those pounds.
Right. Right. So wait, you know, I really love this. I want to stop. I want to slow down just for a second. And actually we're going to take a break on this note. So what you're saying is nothing is methylated. So we really don't have the whole issue of hepatic stress that we find with oral anabolics at all here.
No, sir, we do not. And the nice thing is, I mean, you know, it's a stack that's also built for human beings, you know, in that I know these guys work hard. I know these guys train hard, but, you know, I also hit the gym on a constant basis. I'm the first one to have a beer on a Friday night, though.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
On a methylated compound, that's an immediate concern, you know, whereas with non-methylated, that's not something that's going to break the bank.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point. Wow, I applaud you. I mean, I'm really impressed. I misunderstood. I thought this was a methylated androgen. This is fantastic stuff. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will find out how you can get your hands on the trifecta stack from LG Sciences, which is a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
It's If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting edge products at wholesale prices.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard to find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better. Even better. Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha-hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV 3 Master Draw, reborn now with Epiandrostane, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Science's new Trifecta Pack today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
You ready? Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Warren Hopper from LG Sciences about their Trifecta stack. It's an entire stack. It includes a workout program. It includes a nutritional program. And it's everything that you need for a 10-week run with the anticipation of putting on about 10 pounds. That's not shabby. Many guys go for the entire year without putting on 10 pounds. So there you go. All right, so Warren, how much does the Trifecta stack cost?
Right now, we've got it on special right now over at Mind and Muscle. We just basically, we were surprised at the response we've had for it. We are going to be rolling it out to other retailers in the future. But, I mean, the response we've just gotten just from releasing it on one site has been pretty amazing. And right now, you can actually get it for a really great price. It's just checking as we speak. It's $62.74 right over there over at Mind and Muscle, which is a phenomenal price for this product.
Yeah, that really is pretty good. And how long will you have it? It sounds like, from what I spoke to your director of marketing, Ambrose, it sounds like this is not going to be part of your normal repertoire. This is a short offer?
It is a short-time offer. We're probably going to have it out there for the next 3 or 4 months. As always, you know, popularity can change that if we decide to extend it. But, I mean, as of now, it is a limited-time offer. I mean, it's because this is much more powerful than the original Trifecta stack. I mean, with the addition of the new ingredients, the new pro hormone, you're looking at a liquid delivery, which, you know, is greatly increasing absorption. I mean, you know, it's something we're really excited about and, you know, really trying to get out there and see what the general public feels about this product. I mean, you know, as I said, it was designed for those people primarily who have started with the Trifecta kit and are looking to take their training to that next plateau.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so just out of curiosity with the dosing, how many caps? These are capsules, right?
No, sir, it is liquid.
That's right. Well, I got to smack myself. So how does someone dose it? Do they? Is it tablespoons, teaspoons? Does it come with a measuring spoon?
We come with a nice little oral syringe with all the products.
Ah, perfect. Okay.
Yes, and it's basically they're 1 mL syringes, and so it's a 1 mL dosage, 2 to 3 times a day of each product. And, you know, we ask that you hold it in your mouth, swish it around a little bit at first just to allow for greater absorption.
Right, right. Can you talk about the delivery system at all? Can you talk about what makes it unique that gets so much more of it into the bloodstream?
Well, it's primarily just the fact of the human body more so than anything, Carl. I mean, when it comes to certain different ingredients, I mean, more and more studies are showing that the mouth is actually better at absorbing a lot of this with the blood vessels and everything along the cheeks and under the tongue and everything else, that, you know, once you hit the stomach, you're dealing with stomach acids, which can quickly destroy.
Right.
Hormonal products and other things like that. Whereas the mouth band, you know, along those areas is actually very good for absorbing these type of compounds.
So it's not like it's not like a liposomal delivery, or basis or something like that.
No, sir.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, the buccal area of the mouth is highly absorbent. Beneath the tongue is highly absorbent. Many supplements nowadays, from vitamin D on down, are all designed now where you just put a couple drops under your tongue and you're done. We do know,
absolutely.
You know, first of all, saliva is a direct filtrate of the blood, and we understand that there is a constant osmotic passage back and forth between the mouth and the bloodstream, both ways. It's bidirectional. So, yeah, you're right. Things you put in your mouth end up in your blood. There's no doubt about it.
You're on a roll with big words today, Carl.
Oh,
osmotic.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, every now and then. But anyway, okay, so good. So it's only going to be available for a few more months. You can go to mindandmuscle.com. Which is a great website. Over a decade ago, that's where I started my trolling. Back when it was Avent Labs, Caleb Stone,
yes,
started. So go to mindandmuscle.com. Is it right there on the front page if they go to Mind and Muscle?
Yes, it is. If you look at the front banner, it's right there. You can't miss it.
Okay. Go to mindandmuscle.com and learn more about the Trifecta stack. There's also a banner ad on the Superhuman Radio website that you can click to go directly to the LG Sciences website. They've got lots of great products there. So you might go there for this and pick up a couple of things at the same time. Do you not want people to buy, or is the Trifecta stack not available on the LG Sciences website?
The liquid Trifecta stack is not available on the LG Sciences site at this time. You know, again, we're trying to give retailers a chance to run with the product. So, you know, that's where we're trying to direct more of our energy, as opposed to, you know, being a company that's just kind of holding on to everything for yourself.
You know, if you wouldn't mind, I know this is kind of like shop talk on the air, but if you wouldn't mind asking Ambrose, maybe I should be pointing this banner ad over at the Mind and Muscle site.
I will certainly check with him. I'm not 100% sure where he's got that pointed to.
We just have it pointing at lgsciences.com right now.
Okay.
So just talk to him and have him email me, because I can get it changed quickly.
I certainly will do so. I appreciate that.
And I appreciate you being a sponsor, Warren. You were a sponsor once before, and you came back, and I really appreciate that. And I tell people all the time, the sponsors make the show possible, so whenever possible, please patronize the sponsors like LG Sciences. Warren, thanks for being on today.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, hey, I appreciate all your listeners out there, and I'm certain of all the listeners you have that there's a huge amount of them who have tried the Trifecta Stack in the past.
Right.
And, I mean, every one of you, I invite you to try the new Liquid Trifecta Stack. I think you're going to find it's a product that's going to take your gains to the next level. And, I mean, right now it's offered at a great price that you're not going to find anywhere else. So, you know, for people trying to get ready for the fall, for athletics, for anything like that, I mean, it's a great time to pick up on a great deal.
Very good. Warren, thanks so much, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, I appreciate it, Carl.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to impart my wisdom. I'm going to make a prediction about a change that must occur in medicine today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know, I have my best thoughts when I'm driving in my car. My 23-year-old Volvo station wagon with no air conditioning. I'm usually burning up. I've got the windows open. And I think about things. I'm on the way to the studio and or I'm on the way to the gym. I'm on my way from the gym. This morning I had a thought. I've been doing a lot of research lately. I'm always doing a lot of research. I don't know why I say that all the time. Anyway, I've come across some really good studies. One of them I sent to Adel Moussa. I'm hoping that maybe he'll write something about it. And it was looking at insulin levels in obese women and dietary changes and so on and so forth. And it dawned on me.
Doctors check blood sugar levels. You go in for your routine visit, and the doctor goes, you know, you fasted. He checks your blood sugar level. He goes, oh, it's 86 nanograms a liter, whatever, okay? What can he really tell by that? You really can't tell anything by that. In fact, I believe in order for us to have a true image of the insulin-resistant landscape of an individual, we can't just check blood sugar without checking insulin levels. We must know both of these values in order to ascertain what is really happening biologically with a person. And think about it. If your blood sugar level is 80, all we know is that your blood sugar level is 80. We don't know if your pancreas is spewing out insulin to get it down at 80 or keep it at 80. So I started thinking about an analogy. I thought, well, what's the analogy? You know, and analogies about money always work great because everybody uses money. So I thought, you know, insulin is like income. And blood sugar levels are like expense, right? So the ratio between these two is your savings or your profit. And really, you want to profit the most. You want to save the most. So theoretically, if somebody said, knowing that your blood sugar level is 80, 90, 100, 150 is meaningless unless you know how much insulin is being used to get it to that level or keep it at that level. So theoretically, you could have somebody whose blood sugar level is 80 and their pancreas is working so flipping fast and trying to produce so much insulin to get it down to that level that they're probably starting to become pre-insulin resistant. They may already be pre-insulin. They may be pre-insulin resistant already, and that's why their pancreas is having to do this. We only know one side of the coin. If I told you I save $100 a month. I put $100 a month in the bank. Without you knowing my income, what does that mean? I could make $10,000 a month and all I save is $100 a month. How impressive is that? Now, if I made $500 a month, was able to live on $4 and save $100, you'd go, wow, that guy is thrifty and economical. He really knows what he's doing. We need the body to be thrifty. We need the body to use the smallest amount of insulin and in concert with the lowest blood sugar levels in order to affect overall health. Because we know that high insulin levels are just as bad as high sugar. We understand now that high insulin levels have a host of risks that include high blood pressure because of the increase in angiotensin production. We know that it increases the risk of cardiac issues, high insulin levels. We know that it also affects SIRT1 levels and clotho levels, which have to do with healthy aging. The list goes on and on and on. High sugar levels are bad. High insulin levels are just as bad. Doctors need to start looking at both. When you go in, they should be checking your blood sugar level and your insulin level. Then they have something to look at. The ideal thing would to have low blood sugar levels and low insulin levels. Now you are a guy who's making $10,000 a month or a gal who's making $10,000 a month and saving $9,000. Wow, you're really thrifty. You're putting a lot of revenue, a lot of money in that longevity bank. But if your insulin levels are high and your blood sugar levels are low, that's just as bad as having high blood sugar levels, in my opinion. Now, I'm saying that this is what needs to be done. Will it be done? I don't know. How long will it take for people to start making the connection that I'm making in the medical orthodoxy and say, you know what, checking blood sugar levels in the absence of knowing what the insulin levels are in order to establish those blood sugar levels is meaningless. Meaningless. So, obviously, those of us who own a glucometer, and I'm going to do a survey on the Superhuman Radio website later this week. I want to know who actually owns a glucometer. Everybody should own a glucometer. Everybody should check their blood sugar once in a while. You don't have to be diabetic to do this. In fact, if you start now, you'll never become diabetic. Start testing how foods affect your body. But I would really like to know how many people out there who think they have model blood sugar levels are just pouring insulin into their bodies to keep them there. That's going to be the interesting thing. So there you go. That's my bit of wisdom. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.